It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And this is news that you can use from Car Edge for Thursday, March 21st, with your host, me, Ray, and, well, the headline maker himself. The world has gone to hell in a handbasket. It's my son, Zach, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy Thursday, everyone. CarEdge.com, sponsor of today's show, our company. Go check it out. Dad, the lead story today.
Yes.
The Federal Reserve has decided to leave their interest rates unchanged after their Wednesday Fed meeting, meaning benchmark rate, the Fed funds rate, will stay at the same level it's been at, 5.25 to 5.5%. Now, the big impact here, Dad, on the auto industry is seen on two sides of the market, both consumers and dealers. Let's start with the dealer side, if you don't mind. Earlier this week, we covered the story from Nissan. I'll scroll up to the top so we can all see the headline here. Nissan offers some U.S. dealers cash to take inventory on 11th hour wholesale push. Nissan is offering $500 to $2,000 for every vehicle their retailers accept, but dealers are already struggling with the triple-digit days supply of inventory. When you read this article, Dad, you see, let's come to it really quickly. Where was it? Right here. This is from dealers who spoke to Automotive News. Would it only move asset from Nissan's balance sheet to the dealer's balance sheet and makes the dealers pay more in flooring costs? Dad, one of the biggest impacts of the Fed funds rate staying the same is the fact that dealer floor plan costs are going to stay the same, if not, you know, go up a little bit here. That's one of the biggest drivers for why dealers are, quite frankly, going out of business or consolidating. That's the first take that I wanted to dig in with you here. What do you think of that?
Well, I think higher floor plan interest rates have a negative impact for the dealers. It costs them more to carry their inventory. One of the dealers in that article was quoted as saying that his floor plan interest rate is 7%. 7%. 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, it might have been, 2%? 2.5%? And 2.5 years ago, they didn't have any inventory. So, you know, when you're paying 2.5% to finance nothing, it's pretty damn cheap. But when you're paying 7% to finance 100 days supply of cars, which is equivalent to several million dollars worth of cars, then floor plan becomes, well, something that you can't ignore anymore. And so, yes, it makes it more difficult for dealers to agree to add to their inventory when the cost of carrying that inventory is so high.
Let's go to our handy dandy floor plan calculator, if we may. Let's put this into perspective. Super simple spreadsheet here. Dad, Nissan dealer, what's the average transaction price of a Nissan? 40, 30, 30?
Between somewhere between 30 about, and 40. I think it was about $34,000, $35,000.
All right. And you know what? Actually, let's make this even more data driven. Bear with me for a moment. Let's do this. Let's head back to CarEdge.com. Let's go to the car search. Let's actually do this. This will be super interesting. I'm going to go to resources. I'm going to go to dealer reviews. There's a little bit of a hacky way to accomplish what I want to accomplish here. And I want to search for a Nissan dealer.
Yes.
Which one? Which one, man? There's so many.
Beaverton is a pretty big one, I think.
All right, we're going to go to Beaverton. Then I'm going to click View Inventory.
Yes.
We are now just looking at the 291 vehicles that Beaver Nissan has in inventory. Let's look at just their new vehicles. Beaver Nissan has 187 new vehicles in inventory. And let's say, yeah, somewhere in the range of the average cost for them is 30 grand. Does that sound good?
Yeah, say 30.
What 30 grand. All right.
Yeah.
So we're coming back here. Let's say the average cost of a vehicle is $30,000. You said in the Automotive News article, someone, a dealer, was quoted as having 7% floor plan.
That's what he said.
And then, Dad, let's assume maybe not 365 days on the lot. The current market day supply is a little over 100. So we'll say a 100-day supply. Each of those cars costs that dealer, if they sit there for 100 days, $575 just to sit there. Now let's go back to the fact that this is Beaverton Nissan, 187. So let's multiply that by 187, the total cost. Actually, we'll do it up here. Times 187. Ready?
Yeah.
It's costing that dealer $100,000 over the course of 100 days to hold on to 187 cars. So if you're a Nissan dealer,
yes,
and the Fed funds rate isn't changing,
yeah,
and your inventory situation isn't changing, no wonder we saw quotes in that article of we're paying $100,000+ a month is what was quoted in the article. We're just using the example with 187 vehicles.
Yes.
Let that sink in for a moment.
No, and no wonder the dealers were saying, well, if the average amount they're going to give us is $750 and we're going to have to hold on to those cars for 100 some days, it's not enough money to compensate for the cost to carry that inventory for that amount of time. So yeah, you can begin to appreciate how increased floor plan expense can impact how many vehicles a dealer is willing to carry in inventory, and if they have too much inventory, why that floor plan expense, that added expense, could be a motivator for them to take less front end profit to move that unit off their lot. That should in many cases pave the way for customers to get a better deal. Now, having said that, God knows I read the comments and I wish I wouldn't. You know, yeah, well, it's not happening where I live. I know. I hear that every day. Every day. It's not happening where I live. Well, there was a comment today from somebody that was looking for a pickup truck. So when he first went into the dealership, they were only $5,000 apart. And he used the most important two-letter word in the English language. He said no, and he walked out. They called him back a couple weeks later, asked him to come back, and he did. Now, lo and behold, they're only $2,000 apart. Hey, I got a great idea. The next time you call me to tell me that you're going to take the deal at the numbers that I'm at.
Yeah.
On the last day of the month, they called him and said, we got to deal at your numbers. Okay. It might have taken him 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Okay. But he got a deal. So I don't want to hear anymore, it's not happening where I live. Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to go in, you have to leave, you have to go back, you have to leave, and eventually you get some type of deal. But to just say it ain't happening where I live, it ain't happening because you're not serious about going in and threatening to buy a car. That's what makes it happen. You have to have the desire and the ability to, I don't know, relieve them of a piece of their inventory. Just checking prices is not the motivator for the dealership.
We're going to do the other side of the Fed's decision to leave interest rates where they are, which I think is impacting the consumer side significantly and why some people might be just doing some window shopping and not actually ready to purchase. That being said, before we do, I actually went and I did a quick Google search while you were going on there, Dad. The yeah. largest volume Nissan dealer is Coral Springs Nissan down in the great state of Florida. They have over 1,000 new Nissans in inventory right now. So let that sink in for just a moment. And actually, yep. one of the things
here's the good news, Zach. Okay. Let's just assume for a moment that, I don't know, they have an average Florida dock fee. And today, that average Florida dock fee might be $1,500. So if they've got, what's 1,000 times 1,500? Is that 150,000? Is that 1,050,000? Okay. So
1.5 million.
1.5. So guess what? If they don't discount the dock fee, and they don't, well, they're going to pick up an extra $1.5 million just in having sold those vehicles. Even if they sold them at their cost, they're still making $1.5 million because they're in the great state of Florida where they don't regulate how much the dock fee can be.
We will talk more about that in just a moment. I will let everyone know, just Google search dealer dock fees by state, space the words Car Edge, and our guide that shows you dock fees as well as expected additional fees broken down by state is right here back on the Car Edge website. And obviously, we link to our sources, folks. We try our best to provide all the sources. And yes, Florida has some of the highest dock fees. We should probably update this. We only have it at $999. But the purpose of pulling that up, Dad, was not to call out Florida dock fees.
I understand.
It was to demonstrate, and actually, I want to show everyone here. Let's look at one of the oldest vehicles that this dealer has on their lot. You can see here, Dad, they've had this 2023 Nissan Frontier for 510 days, a Rogue for 345 days, a Murano for 300 days. Look at this Armada, a $70,000 Nissan Armada for 294 days. Let's come back to our floor plan cost calculator. And let's just change this 187 number. Let's pop that zero in there. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on their inventory just to have it sit there. Which again, because the Fed hasn't changed interest rates, that's a driver. That's going to influence their decision making if they're going to hold on to cars or if they're going to try to get creative and find ways to move on to, you know, move those pieces of metal.
Yes. No, absolutely. And the other driver of the Fed leaving interest rates where they have is that captive lenders from the major manufacturers, Ford, GM, Honda Finance, BMW Finance, all the captive lenders, their market share for loans placed continues to grow because they are offering subvented rates that credit unions and local banks cannot compete with when the Fed rate is 5.5%. So you're going to see you're going to see more incentivized interest rates from your captive lenders in order to try and motivate buyers to come out and buy these vehicles. I would think for a lot of people, a cheap interest rate is more important to them than, say, a $1,500 or $2,000 customer rebate. And a cheap interest rate could save them more than $1,500 or $2,000 because so many people are financing way more than they probably should on the vehicles that they're purchasing. So as much as we tell people, you know, go get a pre-approval at a bank or your credit union, and I know there's a lot of people in the comments that say, oh, don't ever take dealer financing. Well, when there's subvented interest rates, you know, you'd kind of be foolish not to. If the manufacturer is going to offer 0% for 60 months, that's free money. So why wouldn't you take that? Oh, well, I'd rather take the $2,000 customer cash. Okay. Well, ultimately, free money for 60 months is probably going to save you more than taking that $2,000. You'd have to look at the numbers to figure it out. But there are plenty of times where it makes sense to take dealership financing at the specialized rates through their captive lenders.
So to that point, let's switch gears and let's talk about the consumer side of this. So obviously, one of the big impacts from the Fed funds rate not changing is they're going to continue to be high floor plan costs for dealers with growing inventories, both on the new and used car side. So that's something that is a good thing for consumers and a bad thing for dealer profits. Let's talk about the consumer side. Average new car and used car interest rate right now, put you on the spot. What do you think it is?
Well, I think the new car rate was, 9.75, and the used car rate was 14 point something. Now, can I say one thing about this when we say average? That's exactly that. It's the average. Doesn't mean people with really good credit don't get lower interest rates than 9-something or 14-something. Doesn't mean if you qualify for the specialized subvented interest rates from the manufacturers that you wouldn't take those rates instead of your standardized bank rates. But when you look across the entire spectrum of borrowers, which includes top-tier people and bottom-tier people, these are your average rates when you average what those rates are. It's everybody's not paying 9-something or 14-something, but on average, that's what's happening.
Yep, absolutely. So I flashed it on the screen. Here it is for everyone to see. The average used car interest rate right now, this is the latest data as of March 19th from Cox Automotive, which they pull from the Federal Reserve, Dealer Track, and Bloomberg. Average used car interest rate, 14.33%. The average new car interest rate, 9.73%. As you can see here, the green line up at the tippy top, used car interest rate, they're down just a tick. Their high watermark was closer to 14.6%. So we're at 14.33%. And new car interest rates have been steady. They've been at nearly 10% on average for most consumers. So to your point, Dad.
Yes.
We have seen, like you said earlier, this was a headline over in Automotive News, credit unions and banks fall to captives in auto finance market share. It makes a ton of sense to take that dealer financing if you qualify for the subvented interest rate. Toyota RAV4s, Dad. 4.75% financing right now. Like, think about that. Why is Toyota subventing their interest rate? Because we know they can't buy the money for 4.75%, right? They're not getting the money because the Fed funds rate is
over five. Yeah.
So it's interesting. I mean, there are even for brands like Toyota, subvented interest rates out there for consumers, which you can't beat.
And the reason they're doing it is to help make that monthly payment affordable, because they have raised the prices so much that the monthly payment's not affordable for most people at average interest rates. So they have to subvent those interest rates to keep those payments affordable for people. That's really what it comes down to. So even manufacturers like Toyota or Honda or Subaru that have a minimal day supply, well, they want their vehicles to still be affordable to a greater percentage of the buying public than just the 17% who say they think that they can afford to be in the new car market.
I'm telling you, man, this is the market reset, and it's coming from the Fed, right? Like, that's at the end of the day, that's what's driving this.
It's not so much a market reset as it is a market stabilization. You know that I guess the Fed meets again the end of April. Originally they had said, geez, maybe we'd like to cut rates three times in 2024. And we don't really anticipate dropping rates until maybe September-ish. Well, now they're being steady. It's becoming normalizing. These are the normal rates for our time at the moment. You know, we sat at those historically low interest rates for a decade.
Yeah.
Those weren't real interest rates. I mean, my goodness gracious. What the average rates are today is probably what average rates have been over time. It's just the problem, those average rates today with what the asking prices have gone up to for vehicles is what makes it, that combination is what makes it unaffordable for most people. But these are traditional type interest rates. These are not unusually high. It's for just, we just became so used to artificially low interest rates for such a long period of time.
Definitely. I think you're spot on. That being said, there are still really good interest rate options out there for consumers. Mazda on some of their products still has 0%. Like we said before, RAV4s, 4.75%. Yes. Those aren't the only ones. Those are just some of the brands you can purchase back through CarEdge.com. Let's come here to the chat. Pops, we've got here from Rye Guy. Thank you, Rye Guy. I'm leasing a 2021 Chevy Tahoe, which comes due in June. It's in perfect condition, and the residual value is $43,000. Should I just plan on buying it, or do you think I can get a decent deal if I turn it in? Can you talk a little bit about lease end? And while you're doing that, I'll pull up a guide that we have back on the CarEdge website.
Well, one of the things I would do, Rye Guy, is I would put it in our sell widget to get some idea as to what its actual cash value might be to dealers in your market area who might be looking to add to their used car department. And I don't know that I would turn it in. I think I might trade it in. Or, you know, since it's a Tahoe, you could create a bidding war between several Chevrolet or GM dealers saying, my lease is coming due. It ends in June. I'm not going to turn it in. I'm going to sell it to the highest bidder. What would you like to pay for this? I need to know that in writing so I can make my determination as to which dealership is going to have the opportunity to add this vehicle to their used car inventory. So I think those are ways that I might look at it where I can maximize its value and maximize its impact to me. You're going to have a payoff. And if what you can sell it for to these dealers is much higher than your payoff, I think I know the way I would go.
Trade it. You don't turn it in when you have positive equity. You trade it in. Go check out that guide. Just Google LeaseEnd space CarEdge, and our guide that you wrote many years ago will pop right up. Federal Aid Racing, thank you for the kind contribution. Good morning, all. I'm new to buying a car. Well, you came to the right place. Do you guys think it's a good time to buy a Lexus IS 350? I'm looking to keep the car for a long time. If you're going to keep the car for a long time, a Lexus is a great one to keep for a long time. Is now a good time to buy one? I think it's a fine time to buy one. Lexus inventories aren't going to skyrocket. They're similar to Toyota. They're not going to be a huge oversupply at some point this year. So I'd say it's a fine time. Do it at the end of the month.
Yeah, I would try and do an end of the month deal. If you want to wait a little longer to see if incentives get any better. But, you know, Lexus and Toyotas are in relatively short supply compared to their peers. So, you know, I don't know that incentives are going to be dramatically better, but you might want to just check Lexus and see what their national incentives are, or see what your localized incentives are based on your zip code. And that could be the determining factor as to whether or not you want to move forward.
100%. Want to remind everyone back at CarEdge.com, we've got Toyota, we've got Hyundai, we've got Mazda, we've got Ford, we've got Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Hopefully I'm not missing too many other brands that you can purchase. Chevy directly through CarEdge.com. We are helping so many folks every single day get a new vehicle, and it's a huge honor and a privilege on our end. So if you're in the market, please give us a chance to help. And if it's not one of those vehicles, we have our concierge service where we can get to work for you. So please go check that out. From Chloepo here.
Chloepo, you're a good man. But, you know, at this point, we're like a $10 a day habit for you. Okay. That's like $300 a month, my friend. Cut your habits. Okay. You don't need to be paying us every day. We love you for it. We really do. But, you know, I can take that money and invest it. Damn it. Put it in a savings account.
Thanks for donating, Chloepo. It was nice knowing you.
you know, we'll pull up your comments. You don't have to pay.
Correct. I'm about to do some in just a moment here, but first from John Polnick. John, thank you. We look forward to seeing Ray on Bid Nerds this Sunday. Yeah, I think you're doing a show over on another channel, correct?
I am doing the show on Bid Nerds live Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific time. And Bid Nerds is, well, they look at what's going on at Bring a Trailer and those type of websites. And you know, I watched the show the other night, and these guys are so knowledgeable. So the only thing I have going for me is I don't know a damn thing about most of the cars we're going to talk about. as they'll find out and their audience will find out Sunday, I'm really not a car guy. I mean, cars really don't, you know, they move me from point A to point B, but they don't really excite me. So I'll do my best to add what little bit of color I can to, if they pick something that's on bit of trailer that bring a trailer that I would go, oh yeah, that would be a car I might be interested in.
Can't wait to see. Thanks for doing that, Dad. Yes. I'll be enjoying when I watch. We've got here from Mark. Does floor plan apply to used cars that were traded in? Yeah, typically. Typically, the dealers are not paying cash. Yeah.
In many cases, dealers finance even their pre-owned cars.
Yep, 100%. From Matthew Hoskin. Matthew, good to see you. Got 0% for 72 months from Land Rover in 2020. Yay, inflation. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. That, you know, and that's why when manufacturers offer 0% interest, and if you qualify, that's why you take it. Okay. I mean, that is absolutely free money. Okay. And you're not paying any interest on the money you're paying back, and you're paying it with cheaper dollars. The value of your dollar has gone down, but it doesn't matter. So yes, take advantage of situations like that when you can.
On a Land Rover, man, that's wild. We've got here from Giovanapri. Thank you, Giovanapri. I'm saying that wrong, but thank you. We appreciate it. I'm going to try and buy a 2024 Chevy 2500 this week, and the MSRP is $69,000, and they have it at $67,000. How much more realistically can I push the price down? I plan on trading in my 2016 Toyota Tundra without $5,000 in equity. You know, I'm not sure what our pricing is on Chevy 2500s. I think we're $1,000 below invoice on them. So that tells me that there's probably more wiggle room there, Giovanapri. Probably closer to like $65,000.
If it were me, you know, and I don't know the truck market that well, but I'm just guessing you should probably get somewhere between 8% and 10% off from the dealer, you know, plus any incentives from the manufacturer. So I appreciate the fact they've taken $2,000 off. They probably got another, I don't know, $5,000 or $6,000 left.
Yeah, I don't know if there's $5,000 or $6,000 in that. I could double check with the team and I will afterwards, because I'm pretty sure we're at $1,000 below invoice. Invoice on that's probably somewhere around $65,000, $64,000.
Okay.
So $1,000 below that, you're at $63,000. Yeah. Okay, you're right. There's a couple more thousand off.
There's at least four.
There's at least four. Push Giovanapri and let us know how it goes. If we can help you out, obviously, just get in touch. We've got here, Dad, from Flavor Tea.
I knew it. I saw that come in. There we go, buddy. I'm doing my Tybo. Oh, I just hurt my
back. I'm trying to get some sponsors. I'm trying to get some sponsors for our show so that we can make money from the Reigns Action Channel, from doing this show. And I'm thinking Icy Hot could be a good one. Like, you throw your back.
You know, I just hurt my back. So yeah, Icy Hot.
Did you actually just hurt your back?
Yeah, doing my Tybo, yeah.
Did you actually hurt your back?
Yes, I actually hurt. It'll be fine. I tweaked it.
Do we have to stop doing dancing on the show?
No, come on, baby.
Don't hurt yourself more. Stop. Don't hurt yourself. Stop, Dad. Stop. Dad.
Down goes Frasier.
If he's going to hurt himself on the show, he's not going to be on the show. You can't hurt yourself on the show.
What?
Don't hurt yourself on the show.
Whatever. You know, people pay big money to see me hurt myself.
I don't think anyone pays anything to see
you. I don't think so either. Yeah.
Dr. Wiggo, good to see you.
In the house.
Dr. Wiggo's channel. Bought three cars under MSRP in the last 3 years. Thanks to your help. Now a purple mattress. Keep up the good podcast work. There we go.
We need purple mattress. We need, send them an invoice already. You know, their marketing department might not know.
They're going to hear it. They're going to learn about us from GoGo. So longer you wait equals better yet deal. Probably.
That's part of the deal of walk being not being afraid to walk out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Dad, I want to come here to the chat. I want to We're going to go a little bit long today, so sorry about that, folks. But I wanted to come to this comment from Dan C. Ray, tell the chat room what happened to rates in the 1980s. 20% prime rate, so we aren't in bad shape today. Do you remember that?
Do I remember that? I had to get a mortgage at that time. I remember getting a mortgage, and I did really good. It was like a 14.5% adjustable rate mortgage. Okay. Car loans were 16, 17, 18%. Okay. Now, back then, people didn't finance a car for more than 3 years anyway. But, you know, at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18%, my God, it was crazy. Everybody had a money market account. You were getting 12, 13% return on your money market account. It was a crazy time, to say the least. So that when, you know, we see interest rates of 7, 8, 9% today, it's nothing. Okay. You know, we used to think a good mortgage rate was 8 or 9%. And then all of a sudden it became, well, you know, a good mortgage rate's 2.5, 3%. Everybody thinks it's going to stay that way forever. Nothing stays that way forever. Okay. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, people for at least a decade, people were spoiled when it came to what interest rates were. Absolutely spoiled. Somebody wanted to know what my favorite casino is.
Go for it.
It's the one where I win. And based on my gambling habits, I don't have a favorite casino because of that.
Yeah, I don't think you gamble that much, at least what I know about you. We've got here from Joshua Wynn. Joshua, thank you.
You know, when I was between wives, before I met your mother, who was a blackjack dealer, by the way, when I was between wives, I used to, my favorite casino at that time was the Tropicana in Atlantic City, because I had credit there and I had credit at a couple other casinos. But I used to go to the Tropicana 5 to 6 nights a week. I didn't win, but I didn't lose a lot. I entertained myself. So if I had to pick a favorite casino, it was the Tropicana because, well, I spent so much time there. And then I remember one night before I married your mother, we were on a date and we were at the Trump Marina in Atlantic City. And I'm playing blackjack. She's sitting next to me. And as you know, mom was a blackjack dealer. And so I had a 9 and a 2. And the dealer had like a 3 showing. And I had like a $200 bet. And I said, okay, I'll double down. Bingo. Doubled down. 9 and a 2. I get a 9. I have 20. I'm going, yeah, baby. This is going to be a winner. Okay. The dealer turns over her card. She had an 8. So she had 11. And naturally, she turned over a queen or something like that and drew to 21, beat my ass. And your mother said, well, you deserve that. And I go, what do you mean I deserve that? That's an $800 swing. How do I possibly deserve that? How does anybody does? What did I do to deserve that? You know, I married her anyway.
We both have some bad beat stories. I haven't gambled in 4 years, probably.
No. Like that. Is it that long? No, no. When we were in Vegas for the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago, you know, I was the one that took out the marker, but you were the one that put your hands on half the money, and you gambled and lost.
All right, back to the show. Josh Wynn, thank you, Josh. Thank you for what you do. Ray taught me that you can roll negative equity in the lease. We bit the bullet on our 2024 Pathfinder. Got a 2024 Pathfinder and dumped the BMW. Nicely
done. One of the best ways to ever get even again, if you can, is to take the negative equity of your current vehicle and roll it into a 3-year lease. And at least at the end of 3 years, you're at a break-even point. And hopefully you've put away some money in that time so that you'll have some cash to put down on your next car.
100%. We've got here, Dad, again from Chloepo. My favorite casino is the Car Edge comment section.
Well, the Car Edge comment section is like Russian roulette, for goodness sake. But thank you, Chloepo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Put your money into something.
Listen to the man. I want to pull up Jonathan. He says, what car companies are offering 0%? I want to show you, Jonathan, if you go to the Google machine, let's do it together. Bear with me. Google.com, and we're going to type in best interest rates cars Car Edge. Nicely done. Right here, the best auto loan rates right now, March 2024 updates. Boom. We keep it fresh. We keep it fresh. So please just use the Google machine. Whenever you search for something, just put space Car Edge, and we should pop right up there for you, and you can check that out. And Dad, we will end the show on this from Crash Protocol. Please don't hurt yourself.
You know, who is it? Is Jake Paul's getting ready to fight Mike Tyson? Yeah, buddy. Ouch.
You want to fight Mike Tyson?
Not even for $1 million. No. All you got to do is take one punch, right? No, that one punch would kill me.
Yeah, no. You'd be gone, man. Yeah. I wouldn't do it either.
Hell, I might be too afraid just to shake his hand. That could hurt.
Yeah, honestly, I think you're right. I think shaking Mike Tyson's hand would hurt.
Yeah, I did see him knock out Michael Spinks at the convention center in Atlantic City for Spinks's heavyweight title. The fight lasted like, I don't know, 2 minutes. So I saw him fight in person. He was a menacing looking dude.
We got to do our favorite segment of the show. I almost forgot. Go for it. Oh,
really? You gotta be kidding me. What now?
Automakers lose about $6,000 on every EV they sell.
There you have it.
That was a quick one, folks.
Yeah. So there you have it. The average loss on every EV, and the reason they're losing money is obviously, all the startup costs that are associated with bringing out a whole new vehicle like that with a different type of powertrain. You have to ultimately sell enough cars and produce enough vehicles so that those costs scale, and they don't at the moment. So, yeah, and 40% of people said, oh, yeah, we would consider an electric vehicle for our next vehicle, assuming that it got, it only took 20 minutes to charge it. It got over 350-mile range, and it was $50,000 or less. And it was really worth more than that. And people aren't buying them. Let me rephrase it. People are buying EVs. It is just not at the adoption rate that everybody thought it would be. There's still growth in the EV market. It's just not as fast in this country as it is in other parts of the world. Shell, for instance, is going to do away with 1,000 of its gas stations and replace some of those with EV chargers. The only problem with that is they're doing that in Europe and China. They have no intentions at this point doing it in the United States. So I think you get the sense that the real draw for EVs right now is Europe and China.
Definitely.
There's still a growing percentage of people that are entertaining EVs in this country, but not at the same pace as in China and Europe.
And again, the headline being, it was actually for every $50,000 that they sell, they lose $6,000. That was the assessment across all the various automakers. Kind of crazy because last time I checked, the automakers try their best to make
be profitable.
from Taker 610 here. Hyundai EVs in my area all have $7,500 off of MSRP.
And you know what? They don't have $7,500 in margin. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, 100%. All right, folks, we'll be back for a Friday show. We've got a guest lined up. I'm not going to tell my dad who it is, so you'll be surprised, and he will too. Tune in tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Check out CarEdge.com. We're running our end of month promotion. Please, 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 if we can help you, give us a chance. Dad, I love you. Enjoy the afternoon.
I love you too. So tune in tomorrow to find out who our mystery guest is, because it's an absolute mystery to me. Oh my gosh. Really? We've got a mystery guest? It's like dancing with the stars.